Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And it is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines with us. A lot to get into today. Devin Caney will join the show coming up at 11. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni what he said to Joe and John this morning. Kiss the baby later on. You people, the World Series is set. The Eagles get set for a rematch against the Giants. And Brandon Graham is officially back as a Philadelphia Eagle. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Congratulations to BG for coming back. That was a short retirement. Congratulations.
It was a short retirement. And you know what? It's hopefully a return that we're going to be smiling about for a long time. All right, the news is out there. Look, it's been out there basically since Sunday. It was one of those, when we were on the air for the pregame show Sunday, and Elliot chimed in, he's like, I got news over here. And he was referencing all the insiders across all the networks saying, yeah, it sounds like Brandon Graham is considering coming back, right? And then it kind of bled into yesterday, and everyone started saying it was imminent, it was going to happen. Well, this morning, Brandon Graham announced it himself. He is back. Brandon Graham officially is a Philadelphia Eagle once again. Hugh, it's one of those things where it almost feels like what he deep down wants meets what the Eagles now need, which is another edge rusher. I remember when we played his retirement press conference, I didn't get the sense that he really wanted to retire. I didn't get that sense. I got the sense that he maybe thought it was the right moment, like it all kind of coalesced. They won the Super Bowl. It was a storybook ending. But I didn't get the sense, based on the way he sounded last spring, that he really wanted to leave. I thought he thought he still had football left in him, maybe some good football left in him. Well, obviously he does. Hugh, your thoughts as it is official now, Brandon Graham back as a Philadelphia Eagle.
I'll say this. You always want to play, you know, because even – I would venture to think that me, John, and Ike would love to play, but we can't.
I've asked you many times how many snaps you have left.
Yeah, I mean, but the reality is I can't.
Yeah.
You know, not at the level that I see myself playing at. Brandon feels like he can still play at that level. Who am I to tell him that he can't? He has to go out there. He's the only one that knows how his body feels. And I'll say this to all of that. Once the game is gone, there's nothing you can do. There's no magical pill or whatever you can do to get that feeling back or be able to play at the level that you once played at. So if he feels like he can play, go out there and do it. Do it as long as you can.
Yeah, look, I think across the board today, we're all happy for Brandon Graham. And like the more we get to watch an all-time Eagle wear the uniform again, it's fun, right? Like if you're going to the game on Sunday and he gets to run to that tunnel, we'll see if he's going to play Sunday. Some reports out there he could be ready for as quickly as this Sunday. That's fun. Like it's 55, right? It's BG. He's an all-time Eagle and he gets to play again. It is fun to feel that and watch him play again. The question in my mind and what I thought about this morning is, does it really change what I feel and what we feel about the team? And I think there's going to be a sense of, hey, it's a depth piece. How much really could it change things? But the more I think about it this morning, as it is official now, right? It's gone from idea to reality. It does change how I feel about the 2025 Eagles. And I think it gives them a much better chance to go and try to achieve their goals. Let's unpack this for a second. They needed depth at edge. Regardless if his name was Brandon Graham or Za'Darius Smith or whoever else they were going to bring in, they needed another edge rusher. Well, they just got it. They just added an edge rusher today, and they didn't have to go through the trade deadline to do it, so which means they have their resources to use on other things. If you would have wrote down this morning or Saturday morning three positions of need, edge rusher would have clearly been near the top of the list. It would have been one of those three things. They got that. They added an edge rusher, and it just so happens to be it's an all-time Eagles great that we've watched for 15 years. So they added a spot they needed. They also, and I've said this since the offseason, they have lacked leadership on the defensive side. If Brandon Graham is out there in week one on the field, does Jalen Carter spit in Dak Prescott? I don't know, but he might not. Brandon Graham might remove him from the situation. I feel like this team on the defensive side has lacked leadership the entire season. They've gotten a heck of a lot of penalties. They've allowed big plays. They have just seemed like they've been very young on that side. And now you bring another vet into the building. So I like that about this move, that we have a veteran to bring into the mix. So it's the depth at the position. It's the leadership. Howie Roseman could now use his resource to trade deadline to go get a corner instead of having to get a corner and an edge, or maybe just an edge and not a corner. Go get the corner because now we have extra edges. And I don't want to go overboard and pretend we're getting Brandon Graham from 6 years ago. But I think as this has played out the last 2 days, we've almost forgotten the player he was last year. On the best Eagles defense I've ever seen, he was what? The second or third best edge rusher on the team? He wasn't a nobody last year. He didn't look done last year. Now, he got hurt twice, which was unfortunate, and Hugh probably speaks to his body breaking down a little bit as he ages, but there was a moment last season on the best Eagles defense I've ever seen where he was their best edge rusher. If you point back to the game he got hurt in Los Angeles against the Rams, I would have said at the end of that night,
oh, yeah, he was doing his thing.
He's the best edge. It's only less than a year removed from that. The last time I watched him play, he could still play. So I'm going to go off, until I watch him this week or next week, whenever he gets in the field, I'm going to go off of that's the last time I watched Brandon Graham.
That's what we all do, though, as fans.
Yeah.
That's what we go off of what we saw last.
Right. So that tells me it changes things. Last year, he made a difference on one of the best defenses we've ever seen here. So it adds depth, it adds leadership. And last time I watched him play, he could still play. This changes things for me for the 2025 Eagles. Hugh, does it change the equation for the team?
I have to see it, Joe. I'm excited. I'm excited for BG. I'm excited for the fact that he gets to put the Eagles uniform on one last time. But the reality is this, Father Time is undefeated. You know, and we saw, whether we saw it in his play or his body breaking down, we saw it. We saw the fact that Father Time is starting to catch up with him. And, you know, when you talk about – I was talking to Landon last night, and we were talking about how it was when we left the NFL. I said, I got kicked out. I said, I tried to play as long as I did, and I got kicked out.
Yeah.
And I think Ike said something to the same effect. The bottom line is this in the NFL. As great as Brandon was as an Eagle – in order to get respect in that locker room, you got to be able to play. And he was able to do that last year. And that's why his voice resonated through that whole locker room. But if you can't play, then it's like the Lion King. Nobody's going to respect. The pride's not going to respect you if you're not out there making plays. You got to make plays, you know. And then on top of that, how is he going to be received in the locker room? Because he's taking one of those young Thundercats reps. And when you look at it, even though – they only had a couple sacks to show for it. To me, they rushed better last week. They rushed a little bit better last week.
Well, some of that is Carson Wentz. He invites the rush.
Listen, I hear what you're saying. Don't matter. Carson Wentz is getting paid. He got paid Tuesday or yesterday because he plays in the NFL. He's a professional. And those guys got after him a little bit.
Yeah, maybe if those guys had played better, they wouldn't have called Brandon Graham.
I think it's a depth piece. I think they did. I think they played better. Now, what does this mean for Jahi Campbell and his rushes? Maybe I don't know. But Brandon has to play well. I think Brandon has to play well in order to be a loud voice in that locker room.
I agree with that. But last year he played well. I mean,
yeah, last year. That's last year though, Joe.
Right, but we do that for everyone. So until I see him not play again.
You're right. I'm not trying to poo-poo what you're saying. My bad. I don't want you to think
it works both ways. Yeah. For you, you need to see it. For me, it's the opposite. Like until I see him not play well, the last time I watched him play, he could still play.
Totally agree.
I think it's natural to be like, come on, he's old, he was retired, is this really going to move the needle?
Come on, he's old.
I think that's a natural reaction today. Yeah. Like, how much is he going to change things? But I think when you add together depth, leadership, and the last time he played, he still could play.
Yeah.
this changes things. And I think it could change really the most important thing, which is what Howie Roseman focuses on at the trade deadline. Like, it's one thing to have two or three needs. It's another thing to have one need. And then you can focus your resources, your attention on go getting a second corner. 215-592-9494. For your reaction, I mean, we're all happy today. I mean, we're excited for BG. It's fun to watch him in an Eagles uniform again. But beyond just being happy and that natural reaction, I think it changes things for the team. Let's hear from Saquon Barkley this morning on with the morning show, talking about a charity event he had coming up, but also talking about BG and the impending return here.
If a player like, let's say, Brandon Graham, and a person like, let's say, Brandon Graham, were to rejoin your team, what would the impact be, as you see it, if Brandon were to come back and join the squad?
I love how you worded that question. If BG was to happen to come back to the Philadelphia Eagles, what do I think that would mean? I would think it would mean a lot. Just his presence, his leadership, you know, just the way he comes into the locker room, the way he comes into the building every single day, it goes throughout the whole building from the vets to the young guys. So if BG was to sign back, you know, I would definitely be happy. And if I happen to see him working really hard, I know he would be ready. And if, you know, there's a lot of ifs here, but if he comes back, I think it will really help our team out a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he said it. It's happened. It's official. BG is back. I like the way Joe asked that question. All the ifs, because it wasn't official yet. It is official now. Brandon Graham back. Does it change the way you feel about the 2025 Eagles? It does for me. Kyle, what are you feeling? BG back once again.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love Brandon Graham. He's one of my favorite Eagles ever. When he retired.
I can feel it. Yeah.
There's one coming.
Yeah.
I still think he's maybe the greatest Eagle to ever play, just considering the resume, all the things that he's done, and being here for, 15 seasons, the Super Bowl winning play, all that stuff, yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, love Brandon Graham, but, like, to think that this changes anything about, you know, how I should view the defense or, like, the trade deadline, anything like that, like, I mean, you're going way too far. Like, he's a depth piece. It's great. I felt more excited in terms of impact when we got Za'Darius Smith. I mean, the guy had 9 sacks last season. And Brandon Graham had like 3.5. I mean, look, I mean this with all due respect.
It don't sound like it.
The biggest thing Brandon Graham did last year was go on WIP and air out Jalen Hurts and AJ.
Well, I included leadership as the second thing I said.
Damn,
hold on, that was important.
Damn, it's true.
Was that important he did that?
No, look, and it
you
was.
Have
no
and respect like, for your elders.
No. Well, you, look, the leadership
you
thing.
You are so messy.
I think he's right on this.
I'm just trying to be honest.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. You just sat here and sang his praises, but, that, but seriously?
Leadership is an important thing. Sometimes, you know this, sometimes you got to yell at people to get their attention.
Sure.
And like, he did it for 20 minutes last year on WIP.
You got to yell at the right one.
And that part of it's fine. But like, look, if this thing was if this thing was going to spiral out of control, I don't think Brandon Graham is saving it. I don't know. The impact on the field, like, it's a depth piece. Fine.
But that's what he was last year.
I understand that, but he still looked like one of our best edge rushers all season long. I don't expect him to come in and be that right now. If you still ask me if we needed an edge rusher at the trade deadline, I would say, hell yeah. Like, that doesn't change that at all. So, like, I don't expect it to, like, add a win. I don't expect it to add, like, serious amount of production to where I'm sitting there on game day going, like, hell yeah, like, Brandon Graham's back. Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm happy. But, like, in terms of, like, how I look at this team, no, it doesn't change anything.
Mm. Yeah, it does for me. I think we're actually underrating this a little bit. This is a guy last year, again, it wasn't on a decent defense last year. He stood out for a lot of last season as the best edge rusher on a team that was the best defense we've ever seen here. Now, by the end of the year, Nolan Smith came on and Josh Sweat, you know, had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl. So what, Brandon Graham by the end was the third best edge rusher on the best Eagles defense of all time? That wasn't 3 years ago. And I know he's coming off another injury. Hugh, it's fair to mention that. He's also come back from an Achilles. He's come back from a knee. He's come back. He's had an ability to bounce back from injuries throughout his career. I don't know, 35, 36?
Yeah. It's a little bounce back is hitting a little different when you get over.
Wait, didn't he bounce back from the torn triceps to come back and play in the Super Bowl?
He tore it again.
Yes. Well, wait. But so did Nolan Smith. I mean, guys get hurt all the time, right?
I mean, but it's a little different when you're younger.
I guess Nolan Smith can't stay on the field. He's 24 years old.
Well, and his body type is a little different. He's a little more wiry. So there's that.
Well, can I throw this in? Yeah, are we sure Brandon Graham's going to stay on the field?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Well, but I'm not. But you say this all the time. I'm not sure that about any player, right? Like, any player could get hurt.
I get that. Yeah. I'm just, you know.
This feels like it turned from, like, praise to disrespect real
quickly,
though.
Well, this is what you started.
What do you mean? What I'm saying? Well, how did I start?
Well, people tune in today. They're like, oh, I bet Hugh's excited and Jillian's going to poo-poo
this. I am excited, but
I heard a twinge of, we got to see.
No, because you do, because I know what it's like to be. The one thing that I have over both of y'all is I know what it's like to be old. I know what that feels
like.
Oh,
we know.
And I know what it feels
that
like.
We know.
To not be able to go back to back. So there's some things you have to worry about. But the one thing that I would never bet against is him as an individual.
Yeah.
I've been through this before. I went through this with Trot. I remember when Trot went back to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him, and he was working out with Andy. Andy had him working out doing drills. And I was laughing at him, and I was like, dude, what the hell are you doing? He's like, hey, man. And he told me to a man, he said, God told me I had one more year left in me.
See?
And he played. And he played well. So I've learned from that moment never to underestimate, you know, somebody's desire to do something. So that's kind of what it's looking like with BG, but you still got to see it.
Of course.
Because even with Trot, you still had to see it.
And again, if he was coming off a year last year where he looked cooked, and then they try to drag this out one more time just so he could be a leader, then I would say, oh, come on, guys. But he didn't look cooked last year. He got hurt twice. I acknowledge that. But when he played last year, he still played really well.
Had a friend of mine just hit me up and said, BG, tall as BG, talk about being a leader is indicative to failure. Why is there a dearth of leadership at the Eagles? Is that what are we talking about leadership, or are we talking about his actual ability to
play? Talking about both. And they do have a lack of leadership on the defense. They're all 24 years old. I mean, who's the leader? I mean, Jalen Carter's the leader? Mm. Jalen Carter spit on someone and got kicked out of a game. Like,
does he not that do that at Brandon Graham here, though?
That is different.
I don't know. But does
he do it with Brandon here? Yes.
Of course he does.
I don't know that.
Of course he does.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
I know. I'm here to tell you.
No, I don't know that.
First of all.
Tell him, Hugh.
First of all,
you played football, Joe.
No, we're not Ryan Clark and folks around these parts.
They wore leather helmets then. The game was different.
No, we're not Ryan Clark and
folks. The game was way different.
But I will say this. Brandon probably, more than likely, would not have been on the field when the game started.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
I mean, that so, obviously, to break it down literally, you're probably right.
How are you going to stop him?
Well, okay. But the point is, who are the vets on the defense? Like right now, do they have a player over the age of 30? There's no veteran.
Zach Bond.
Zach Bond, I think he's 28, 29.
But he's still a vet.
One.
Still a vet.
So last year we had Slay.
Reed
and
Blankenship.
We had BG. Yep.
Reed Blankenship. Because Slay did give him the leadership mantle.
He's like 26.
And CJ GJ got upset.
He did. You heard Slay, Joe.
If you guys can't see the leadership void we have on defense,
here's the reality of the situation, though.
Vic, he's in the booth.
And Coach No Neck.
Coach, all right, 215-592-9494.
He did give you some examples, though. You just
I did. Yeah, I mean, you just
no,
you
no.
Just
I'm talking on the field, in the locker room.
He gave you some pretty good examples.
I'm the only former football player here. You guys obviously don't get it. I'm going to Ryan Clark you. Let's go to Will in the Northeast, who's up on WIP. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing?
What's up, Will?
Oh, man, listen, yesterday I forgot my phone at home. I couldn't call.
Oh, no, that's all right. We got you today.
But listen, I just want to say welcome back, BG, man. I knew you was coming back. I knew you wasn't ready to retire. And I'm keeping it real, man. So every time everybody brought up that question, he said 90%, 80% retire and all that. But, you know, he wasn't ready to retire. I'm glad you're back. You're going to help the defense. But let me tell y'all, man, we forgot about N'Kobe Dean. He's a great leader, man. Whether y'all want to see it or not or recognize it yet, he's a great leader. And once BG stepped down, he's going to be the next one up, man, because he knows how to lead the defense and everything. But what I want to say is I did tell y'all so on Friday. Everything that I said in my when I was giving my little hype speech, it came to light. I said, yeah, Jalen going to have over 300. Remember I kept saying
you
that?
You said it.
I said it. Mm-hmm. And I said under the helm, I said in order to be great, Jalen, you're going to have to go under the helm, man. You're going to have to, you know, just do it, man, because once you start that, it's going to open up a lot of things. And this is the last thing I want to say real quick. The eye formation, man. Y'all keep saying, oh, man, listen, that eye formation is going to open up for everybody. For the receivers, listen, for the receivers, for the running
listen,
and everything.
Kyle.
You know why? Because this is, listen to it.
We don't use the fullback, though. So we could go under center, but it's not really an eye.
When
you think of the eye formation, you got the John Ritchie fullback there.
Listen. Goddard going to be our fullback.
Oh, God.
You could use him as a fullback. But listen.
I don't want to use Goddard as a fullback. He's too good.
Listen, yeah. The defense is going to be so focused on the run.
I need Ritchie talking about Spider 2 Y Banana now off the eye formation. Yeah.
Listen, the defense is going to be so focused on the run, it's going to open up the play action. After we start doing the play action a number of times, then that's when the run game.
Well, it worked. Now, the play action, look, under center, the play action was all great on Sunday. We'll see if they keep doing it. Well, we'll talk more about it.
I got bad news for everybody. They're not. If Cam Jurgens is playing, it's back to shotgun.
Of course. I'm not yet believing we're going to go
on,
under
man.
Center
we got
a lot.
We had a little bit of success under center.
Sure, we did. We'll see if we keep doing it here. Yeah. But now look, we did it. It was really good when they went under center.
That was your contribution.
That's my analysis.
Again, as the only football player in the show, I'll try to rein this thing back in. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to BG returning, and does it change the way you feel about the team? It does for me. It changes the way I feel about the team. It changes the trade deadline. I think now Howie could go to put his resources in a corner rather than have to go get another edge. And I think we're almost underestimating how much BG still could play last year. He still was a player that made a difference when he was on the field. Again, I recognize he's a part-time player. That's fine. No one's asking him to start. No one's asking him to give them 60 snaps. But when he was on the field last year, he still could get to the quarterback. And he sets the edge. You know, we're not great against the run this year either. To me, it changes this team. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
I got a serious question for you. Was that really Will or was that Herb?
That was Will, but it was Herbish. I think we were all being honest on that one. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Well, because he went all over the place. Eye formation. We're talking. I mean, Will. No, there's high expectations. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna be the first caller, there's high expectations.
Yeah.
You can't swing and miss like that. And Chris, you know it. I mean, you've been in that spot many times.
I've been there, man. Yeah. It's not easy to be Trey Turner. But listen, guys. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to split the baby. Fanboy Joe has an unrealistic expectation here. You know, Hugh, you're definitely right. His body is trying to tell his brain it's cooked, but he's not listening. And a serious question, Hugh, correct me if I'm wrong, but if he was going to play this year and not go into a retirement year, wouldn't his diet be different? His workouts be different? Like, I'm sure he's probably a little lighter because he's changed that stuff. Like, and Joe just thinks he's going to roll out of bed and just jump out on the field. And it's just magically going to happen. And Hugh's about to tell you, Joe, that that's wrong. It's just illogical. And the proof, Joe, that it's not like that, is sitting right next to you in studio, and he's doing his damnedest to try to tell you it's not real. He's sharing his own life experience and telling you it's not going to happen. And I don't understand why you magically think he's going to go out there and like roll up like 10 sacks and remain their season.
Well, I never said that.
Contribute.
No, I never said that. Last year, we all saw that he helped. And what Kyle said.
No, he did.
He had 3 sacks last year? Like, I don't need 10 sacks for him to be a help here. Plus, there is a leadership void on that side of the ball that everyone, except the two people with me here, recognize this year.
Listen, Joe, that is the only thing they'll give you credit for. There's clearly some drama going on in the locker room that's still spilled over from last year and probably, I'm sure, some new things. And that is where he will be helpful. But look, you don't need to put him out on the field to have him do that. You bring him in some other role, but, hey, they're going to bring him back to play because they're so desperate at the end. But, guys, I'm going to leave you with, I think we can fill that hole, and somebody who I would feel positive about is, let's go get Bradley Chubb, who's 29 years old. He had, let's remind you, in 2023, he had 11 sacks, and that was under a Vic Fangio coach defense. So I think he knows how to plug him in, utilize his skills, and salvage him from the Miami Dolphins dumpster. So that's who I would feel good about solving our DN problems, Joe. You saying, oh, we could worry about the secondary now
because
we've got Brandon Graham. That dog ain't going to hunt, Joe. Have a good one, fellas.
You got it, Chris. Appreciate it. That's fine. I mean, I think that their biggest need now is clearly corner. They have 5 potential edge rushers to go down the stretch of the season with Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Josh Uche, Jahad Campbell, and Brandon Graham. Like, I'm not saying any of these guys are Reggie White, but they have 5. Last year they won the Super Bowl, and they had a group that no one was like, wow, they have this guy. Vic Fangio could scheme it up if he has depth. This adds depth, it adds leadership, and the last time we saw him on the field, he still could play. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to Brandon Graham officially unretiring. He is back as a Philadelphia Eagles. Does it change the way you feel about this year's team? It does for me. Hater Hugh and Kyle over there.
Hate.
Yeah, just, I'm a complete hate on a legend. It's ridiculous. All right, we'll get to all that. Your phone calls. Plus, an interesting thing BG said about retiring in the first place. And why he came back. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
know you said before the season it was going to be your last year, but you were playing so well.
Yes.
Did you second guess this at all?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I wanted to give it another run because I got hurt. And I was like, man, I got a whole bunch left that I can still do.
Well, that foreshadowed it, didn't it? Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Devin Caney will join the show coming up at 11. What I hear is we may have I Told You So Douglas on deck later in the show. We'll get to him. Nick Sirianni, what he had to say to the morning show today. Kiss the baby later on. A lot to discuss. Some quotes from BG this morning on his official announcement. Quote, I didn't really want to retire in the beginning. Quote, no expectations, but I'm excited. I just can't wait to add a little more value. I expect him to. This does change the way I feel about this team moving forward. And again, I don't expect him to come in here and be an all-pro kind of player, but if he is what he is last year, that makes a difference. And on a team that has two or three holes as we head towards the trade deadline, if he's the player he was last year, that fills one of the holes. Or at least it starts to fill one of the holes, along with Nolan Smith coming back, maybe more Jahad Campbell off the edge, and Howie Roseman could spend his resources to go get a corner or get whatever else he needs. 215-592-9494. And I think we can't undersell the leadership part of this. I mean, Kyle mentioned last year, you know, half facetiously, that the biggest impact he made last year was what he said on the Brandon Graham show about AJ and Jalen. That's fine. He obviously has a lot of experience in a locker room, especially on the defensive side, that is super young. They have no leader on that side. No guy that has been here for years and years. I mean, I got Hugh here trying to tell me Reed Blankenship is the leader of the defense.
You swatted away Coach Nonak pretty...
I did. I mean, come on now. Let's be. Last year they had Slay and BG on the defense.
Nonak saved Sirianni's life last year.
He did. That is true. 215-592-9494. Does it change how you feel about the Eagles? Your reaction to BG officially being unretired and back as an Eagle? Sarah is in Haddonfield up on WIP. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi. Good morning. So just you hit, I think, every nail on the head right there. This does not change how I feel about the Eagles. I was born here. I love them, and I will always love them. That being said, love you, Reed, but you're not a voice of leadership on the team. You need that experience. We need the fire. And what I love about Brandon is he will call you on the carpet. He did it last year, and he'll do it again. And I think that's bigger than anything what's happening on the field. That's what we need. We need that voice. And I think that's going to really drive success even further than we've gotten this year.
Sarah, I agree. And to the point of the leadership, you know, I mentioned the Jalen Carter incident week one, and Hugh made a good point. Like, who knows if BG even would have been on the field that moment. But they've also been a defense. They've gotten a lot of penalties on the defensive side. I just think they just need a veteran on that side of the football. And I think it's one of the things Howie made a mistake. I think he tried to rectify it with, you know, Za'Darius Smith, but obviously he decided to retire last week. You need a vet on that side, and they don't have it right now until BG.
And I think it's the way he conducts himself. It's the way he talks to everyone from, you know, I heard him talking about, oh, I can't wait to get out there with Lane on the field. I can't wait to, you know, those veterans, to people like Coop, to people like Reed. We need that behind the scenes because as we've seen how things have been playing out the last few weeks, there's so much going on that none of us are privy to. And he is the person who's going to call it like it is. So it's super exciting to see him come back. I'm so, so happy that his smile and his positivity and his, quite frankly, no BS line is going to be back in the locker room.
Yeah, they need it, Sarah. Good phone call. We appreciate it. I mean, for you, of the two parts of it, the leadership, the play, what do you think is more likely he's able to add a lot of?
That's a good question. And I don't know. I mean, to be totally honest with you, I'm not trying to be difficult or anything like
Wait
that.
Wait and see, Hugh.
Because the reality is this. Even though there's a lot of guys in that locker room that he's familiar with, the dynamic has changed. Because he ain't been through what they've been through.
I mean, it's been 3 months.
It don't matter. It don't matter if it was 2 weeks. Like, he's still around, but he's not a part of the clan, if you will.
Isn't the same thing as a trade deadline acquisition?
It's different because now when you get somebody to trade line at the trade deadline, there's somebody that has been actively playing
sure.
the whole season.
I mean, in terms of just coming into a locker room, right? Like,
and here's the thing, Joe. There's probably a lot of guys in that locker room that probably won't admit it, but they were happy that Brandon was gone because it gives them the opportunity to go out there and do their thing.
Brandon's taking
somebody's reps.
But guess what? They didn't earn their reps.
I hear what you're saying.
But if Aziz Ojulari was better, or you know, the young guys they had. Look, I think Hunt has a bright future, and he had a nice play on Sunday for the touchdown. Mm-hmm. Jalix Hunt has zero sacks, right? Like, if these guys were better, this phone call wouldn't have been made.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me see how you look at it like this. The defensive line wasn't playing great, correct? And they didn't get after the quarterback that great, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they did this weekend. They did a decent job this week. They rushed better.
I would say Ojomo and Jalen Carter did.
Well, I feel as a group they rushed better.
But I'm just talking about the edges.
I hear what you're saying, Joe.
They have. If we're being real, it might be the worst edge group in the league so far this season.
I hear what you're saying, Joe. But as a group, they rushed better. That's the point that I'm making. And part of that, I believe, is because there was a threat of BG coming back. Now he's back. Now, nobody's going to say nothing bad about BG
mm-hmm.
because that's not what they're going to do because they know what BG means to this city. But the reality of the situation is BG is stealing somebody's reps.
Yeah.
And I'm saying stealing. I'm not being disparaging anything like that, but he's taken away from somebody else who earned the right during the training camp and all the other stuff to put themselves in position to be on the field.
I agree with you, but I also would say they didn't really earn the right. It was by default.
I mean, I hear you.
I mean, wait, but didn't this happen already? After week one, Howie signs Za'Darius Smith. Howie's been telling us
for the whole season.
Za'Darius
Smith came out there and he was balling.
Yeah, but like Howie's been telling those young players, you're not good enough since September.
Totally agree.
Like he signed two guys that are like the age of 80 combined to take their reps.
Totally agree.
I mean, it's true.
I totally agree. But it's one of those things. Like BG has to come out there and he has to do it. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
He has to do it.
Yeah, I guess I'm beyond the point of caring if these young guys care.
And I get that.
I mean, I'm going to give you three pieces of evidence that Howie doesn't believe in the edge group he put together. Number one, he tried to trade the moon and the stars for Micah Parsons before the season started. Dallas said, now we're going to turn to Green Bay. Number two, he signs Za'Darius Smith after week one, and now BG. I mean, Howie might as well scream it from the rooftops that the guys I counted on to start this season, they're obviously not great enough. I need more. I mean, like, so if those kids feel a certain way, I'm sorry. You got to play better. Didn't we just do this with David Robertson? What did the Phillies signing David Robertson tell us about the young relievers in their bullpen? They weren't good enough. I'm like, the Phillies told us that, and then they signed David Robertson.
How dare you bring up David Robertson?
Well, am I wrong?
Dare.
Isn't it similar? They had a bullpen. It wasn't good enough, and they went and got David Robertson.
But how much did it really ultimately impact the bullpen? Like, what did that change you wanting to go get Juwan Duran?
It did not, no.
Okay. Well, that's kind of like, that's my point. Like,
okay.
I would still go get an impact edge rusher, somebody who's actually going
that's
to change
fine.
The look of the defense.
And you could want that more. But I think that Nolan Smith could be an impact guy if he gets on the field. So I see your point, but I think it's a little bit different. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how we feeling?
I'm going to tell you something. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually agree with Kyle Quinn today. Mm. Pretty amazing stuff. But, I know you have to take one side of the argument, but you can't really feel deep down in your heart that this BG coming back is going to be the end-all, be-all.
Well, I didn't say end-all, be-all. I said it does make me feel better about the team. And it does change the equation. I mean, slight things in football change things, right? Like, he sets the edge better against the run. They haven't been a good run defense. If he can play at the level he did last year, Aaron, that's an important player on a defense trying to win a Super Bowl. Like, did we forget how good he was last year?
Yeah, but did you forget about the injury that he sustained? I mean, that tricep, that tricep injury, that is something that can because that's one of his
wait, hold on.
Main.
I need a timeout. The tricep injury. So this past offseason, when I said I wanted Micah Parsons and I said I wanted T.J. Watt, part of my reasoning was that Nolan Smith's coming off of triceps and always gets hurt. Joe, shut up! What are you talking about? He'll be fine. So, but now we use it against BG. Injuries are
no
injuries. What's that?
How old is Nolan Smith?
New information.
Nolan Smith's 24, 25, and how often is he on the injured? He's hurt all the time.
Is BG?
I don't know, 36?
Yeah. 36.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe. You know that.
But you know this.
Longer and longer for injuries to heal.
Obviously not this player. Did we forget what he did last year? He got hurt in November and played in the Super Bowl.
Hurt again.
Joe, we have to go out and get a marquee name in terms of defensive end. We need to
I tried to tell everyone that all offseason, and then I was yelled at.
Well,
listen, we all love BG, okay? It's a great story that he's coming back, but Hugh, you know that he has not been in that locker room. So if you think that he's going to go into that locker room and just like take over and take on that leadership role, he's lost that. That's gone.
No, he hasn't. You think he's not going to be a leader the day he walks in there?
Yes.
Hugh, is he going to be able to walk in there and have the same leadership role that he had last year?
I think he will. He's going to have some cachet, but to your point, he has to go out there on the field and he has to do it because it's changed. The dynamic has changed a little bit. That's a fact. The dynamic has changed, and I know Joe's talking about it hasn't been that long ago, but it has because they BG retired, right? So it's almost like, you know, you're being the leader of the tribe. You know, you were the chief of the tribe. Yeah. And then all of a sudden there's a new chief, but something happens and then you come, the old chief comes back.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit of trepidation, but I think he'll be fine as long as he's out there playing.
Joe, the only thing to my argument is I think we have to set our expectations. Realistically, you're going to get anywhere from 5 to 12 plays a game out of BG. And, he'll add some depth to us. But, you know, for him to be an impact player, I don't think it's a realistic thought at this stage in his career.
I think that's fair, the way you framed it at the end. And Aaron, good phone call. I think impact is relative. If he can have the impact he had last year, that is a difference maker for me. Like, there's levels to this, right? Like, Micah Parsons is a difference maker because he's the best pass rusher in the NFL, one of the top 2 or 3. I'm not trying to pretend that Brandon has ever been that or Brandon could be that.
But
he's a
leader. He's definitely a leader in the locker room.
And
no question.
If he's the player he was last year, I think that changes the equation because to me that means how we can say, all right, I'm not going to have Max Crosby out there, but I got a 5 edge rushers I could rotate in. Now I could go get a corner. Like, I don't think Howie's making 4 trades between now. 2 weeks from today, he was the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I don't think Howie's got 4 more trades in him to fix this, that. So if this can help edge rush.
And he's doing this for the future, too.
Right. And then
he's trying to help the future.
Yeah. And if he could help edge rush now with Brandon and then use whatever he's willing to trade to go get a corner, that might be the equation that works for this team. Like, we can all sit here and say we want Max Crosby. Like, sure.
Yeah, I still do.
Yeah, I know. I would too, but they're not going to get him, right? Like, I mean,
no,
very
probably not.
Right. So, if we're going to get one thing, like the way I view it is, we may have not maybe solved is the wrong word, but made edge rush better. So now we just go fix corner and have a shot. I mean, I get a lot of pushback for no reason today.
I'm just saying we didn't really have to be in this spot.
Excuse me.
What's that? We didn't. I'm just saying.
But what? Like, what do you mean?
I'm just saying. We ain't really have to be in that spot.
Don't just say. Yeah,
you have to explain.
What you mean? I got to explain. I mean,
yeah, you have to explain.
All I'm saying is we had an edge rusher.
Wow,
we had one.
Oh, we're doing this now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. We ain't got to do nothing now. I'm just saying we had one.
Who's the edge rusher?
You know who he's talking about.
Oh, now
he's trying to. I told you so.
I'm just. What you mean? I ain't trying to. I told you. I'm just saying.
No,
dog.
No. You know what? We're gonna wait on that.
What are you talking about? Wait on what?
Wait on that nonsense. I told you so all offseason. All I got, play the young guys, Douglas, over here. I wanted to get Micah. Well, I wanted to get Trey Hendrickson. I wanted to get TJ Watt.
Yeah, all these guys we lost, everything was fine.
We had Vic Fangio.
Right, I was yelled at that I said they lost too much to be a championship, the same team. Oh, shut up, Joe. They've got everyone in the pipeline. Saying. Meanwhile, Howie in 6 weeks has told us twice that these guys aren't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was with you.
You were.
And that Vic Fangio, while a great coach, needs talent. Like, I mean, it's that simple.
Of course.
Like, they lost a lot of talent this offseason. But I think, I'll say this. I think you have a better chance of fixing the pass rush unit than you do the cornerback unit or like the secondary by just adding one impact piece along the D-line. Because you'll have Nolan Smith, then you'll have Brandon Graham, and then you'll have another edge rusher. And I think that rotation helps the pass rush as a unit better than one corner could. Like, because first of all, we don't even know if the corner is going to come in and play well. Two, like the safety situation, Makub is still young, learning. Like mm-hmm. he's probably going to be out of position and getting burnt a lot. I think you stand to gain more by adding a pass rusher still, like to complete the unit, than you would just by adding a corner.
Well, they do pass rushing covers goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
So it's like, in right. essence, if you fix one, you can fix the other.
The argument for like for the other side. But I just think it like in terms of. Since you have Brandon Graham now, I think you could almost complete the puzzle by adding another impact edge rusher as opposed to completing the secondary puzzle.
Yeah, and we'll see what they do over the next couple weeks. And maybe Brandon plays as early as Sunday. And that, I mean, again, one thing we don't know until we watch him is what he's going to look like, right? We could go off the idea he is what he was last year. You could go off the idea that he's a year older and he's not going to be that guy. The quicker we see him, maybe we'll see him this Sunday, the better chance Howie has to evaluate what he is. Philly Don down in North Carolina is up. What's up, Philly Don?
What's up, fellas? What's up? Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time calling you guys segment. Joe, I have to agree with you 150%, brother. Hugh, great to talk to you. Long time Eagles fan, long time fan of you, Hugh.
he's coming.
Pause. I don't appreciate the negativity that you bring in, brother.
Tell him, Philly.
How am I being negative? Wait a minute. Listen, I'm going to let you speak, but tell me how. You got it.
You want to dance? We can dance together. Listen, Hugh. So you bringing me down and it's affecting the fans. Like, Brandon Graham came back. Like, he's going to make a difference. Yes, we're in a bad spot right now with our defense. Like, we need him. And whatever way he can contribute, it's going to make our defense better. One less thing we got to worry about. He don't have to be a world beater. Like Joe was saying, all he got to do is be part of what he was last year, and we good. These young boys is the equivalent of when the long-term principal of the school retires. Now, all of these kids that was well-behaved and doing right because they respected the principal, now they acting a fool now because the principal gone. And I ain't putting 55 in that, and he's not a coach or owner, but he's a leader. He's a born true leader. He's a Philly guy, 15 years here. Like, yeah, we want him back right now. And, like, you can't bring this negativity to the fans because, yeah, the fans, I'm listening to you. I love listening to you guys. You know, I'm carrying mail down here in North Carolina, transplanted, and I'm loving it because I get to talk trash to everybody down here, all these Dallas fans in North Carolina. But I need to hear more positivity from my Philly guys, especially my guys that retired as an Eagle.
Yeah, especially like, people
you
like you.
Keep the energy high. Welcome back, Brandon Graham. Y'all keep doing what you do. I love your show. Some of your callers are questionable.
Are you done?
Philly Don, good phone call.
Philly Don?
I'm done, you.
Okay,
I'm
now, can I have the floor?
Yes, please, sir.
Well, thank you. Well, Philly Don, I appreciate you being a fan of mine and thinking I'm a Philly guy, but my job here is not to make you feel good. My job here is to give you my perspective. And if that so happens to bring you down, I apologize for that. Yesterday was the day to praise Brandon Graham. Today is the day where I parse together what I think this situation is going to be. You brought some really good things to the table. And some of those things that I agree with, I totally do. But the bottom line is this. Everybody's not going to be happy that Brandon is there because that means somebody's going to get their place taken out at the dinner table, whether it's warranted or not. That's the fact. That's a fact. Now, Brandon has to come in. The dynamic has changed because Brandon wasn't a part of this training camp. That's a fact. So, like I said, I appreciate the love, but I'm sorry if you feel some kind of way, but my job is not to make you feel comfortable. My job at this radio station is to give you my perspective of what I think this situation brings, and that's exactly what I did.
One thing you brought that I hadn't thought of, and I think it's interesting, is how the other players feel, because I think there's a feeling today that they're all happy, right? BG's coming back. But you brought something, Hugh, that I hadn't thought of, which is the edge rush group realizes some of those guys are losing reps, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up. My perspective as a fan is I don't care. If they were better, they wouldn't have lost reps to an acquisition.
And I totally agree.
That's on them.
And I totally agree. Yeah. And that's okay for you to have that perspective because that's the way you see it. I've been in these situations. And I've been around situations where this has happened. And that's my job. My job is to give you the other side of it, not to make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
I like that. I do like that.
No, but it's not. And no disrespect to the caller that called in, first time caller. I appreciate that. But you have to understand, my job isn't to be on this radio station to tell you exactly what you want to hear. If you want to hear somebody make you feel better, go talk to your significant other.
Wait, I was waiting for it.
No, I'm saying, I'm dead ass. Go talk to your significant other. They'll make you feel warm and fuzzy. They'll make you some soup. If you like some soup or whatever the hell you want to eat in this inclement weather.
It's almost soup season,
by
the way.
Yeah, it is. I'm just saying, but that's not my job here. My job isn't to tell you what you want to hear.
You like soup?
I've been trying to get into tomato soup, right?
Yeah.
But I haven't found, like.
You got to get a good grilled cheese to go with it. Just tomato soup on its own.
See, I'm not about to poo-poo on nobody's tomato soup, but the tomato soup that we grew up on was a lie.
What do you mean?
It's not as good as I once thought it was.
You
got to
make your homemade tomato soup.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, because I don't like.
I make a lot of soup. Like, I
tomato soup is a lie.
Well,
I'm struggling to work through that.
No, because it's like some of it. I found out that some tomato soup is more hearty. It's more thick. It's thicker than some other tomato soup.
It's my fault.
What are you talking about?
No, some tomato soup is a lot thicker. Like it is. It's more hearty. It's more like it has more.
But like this isn't new more, information. You know what I mean? Like people make different
but see,
kinds
I
of
soups. I didn't know that. See, I was see because like I said, I'm not trying to disparage
anybody.
Well, how
is it a lie?
I'll get you
because it's a lie because I grew up on one type of tomato soup and I found out that's they not the leader in the clubhouse.
Listen,
anymore.
There's a lot of scandals in this country. We found out tomato soup.
Should
the
I put up
one.
A poll? Is tomato soup a lie?
Yes or no?
Slow news day, Kyle. I don't want to disparage anybody, but the tomato soup that we grew up on. They ain't bringing it like they should.
I'll get you a good recipe for tomato soup.
Thanks.
All right. 215-592-9494. That's what I'm here for. 215-592-9494. All right. Brandon Graham is officially returning. Does this change things for you when it comes to the 2025 Eagles? It does for me. It gives them depth. It gives them leadership. And it gives them an answer, potential answer, at edge. So now they can go get a corner, which we desperately need. All right. Devin Kenny will join us next. Her take on all this. And the Eagles as we head towards week 8. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
With football in full swing, you guys heard me talking about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind Fair Play Injury Protection. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook, and last night proves my point. Tampa Bay versus Detroit. Veteran star receiver goes down, boom, in the second quarter with an injury. Fanatics Fair Play voided all pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays instantly. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter. Some do nothing. But at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets every football game day. Instead of leaving bettors hanging, Fanatics Sportsbook came through thousands of bets, automatically protected, no questions asked. Don't wait for a bad beat with other books. Bet with a book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.